Well, it was obviously an outrage. The real problem, though, goes far deeper than that. This is yet another disrespect for the rule of law. He did have the president had the authority to do the pardon. He could also pardon or commute the sentence of Charles Manson or Sirhan Sirhan, but that doesn't make it right or moral or serious. And when he gave the commutation of the sentence, he was basically saying that it's okay to cover up wrongdoing. It's okay to misrepresent before a judge, a jury, and an investigator. It's one thing for him to proclaim his faith constantly, President Bush, but when it comes to putting your hand on the Bible and taking an oath before God, that's not a big deal. The whole thing was an outrage. Unfortunately, it plays into larger and additional outrages about the Justice Department being corrupted under Alberto Gonzalez, torture being done in violation of law, Abu Ghraib being covered up. It's a systematic pattern of disrespect for the rule of law. In this case, the president disrespected the judge, he disrespected the jury, he disrespected the law, he disrespected basic patriotism, and he said, in essence, it's okay to lie if you're lying to protect higher-ups. And it was just an outrage.
Brent, let me ask, let's play devil's advocate here, and I'm looking at the New York Times today, David Brooks, his column called Ending the Farce. There were those who said that this case was originally about who leaked the name of Valerie Plame ultimately to Robert Novak, and it somehow got sidetracked into, you know, Scooter Libby and what he did or did not say, and that some say that perjury is going after somebody when they couldn't get the real culprit here, which was the original leak case, as it were. What do you say to that?
Well, what I say to that is that what Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald said was that the reason they couldn't get to prosecute the larger cases was because there were gears thrown in the sand of justice by lies told to the court, told to the prosecutor, told to the investigators. No one ever said that the basic crimes of violating the Identities Act were not committed. What the prosecutor said was because of all of these lies and misrepresentations, they couldn't get to the truth in the case. So it's disingenuous, it's dishonest, you know, for David Brooks or anyone else to say that he was not charged with that, therefore he shouldn't have been charged with perjury. That's just ridiculous. The reason you never got to the issue of whether the Intelligence Agents Identities Act was violated, according to the prosecutor, was that there was basically a cover-up full of misrepresentations, including Scooter Libby lying.
Brent, as you mentioned earlier, you, in fact, were one of the core drafters of the CIA Identities Law, the 1982 law that ultimately was what was the source of the original investigation here to look into who actually leaked the name of a CIA covert agent, that being Valerie Plame Wilson. But what happened with that? Why? We learned later on that Richard Armitage was perhaps the first person, the former Deputy Secretary of State, to leak the name to Novak. Others were Karl Rove, and others in Libby were naming Valerie Plame as well. Then all of a sudden that investigation, it didn't become about that. It became about Libby. What happened here?
Scooter was the most prominent, highest level, and most visible on it, and he also lied. That's what makes him different. And frankly, they all should have been prosecuted, in my opinion. Anyone who called any reporter, and there were a series of people, including Libby, including Armitage, including Rove, who did it, was committing an unpatriotic act, number one. I believe it violated the Identities Act, but that's a debatable proposition. The problem was that in a court of law, the people who knew wouldn't say, and the people who knew did not tell the truth. Therefore, we never got to the main issue. Here's what's really going on with the commutation of sentence. Had Scooter Libby had to go to jail and been in prison, there was some chance to get a lesser sentence. He might have told the truth. That's how these things work. You get plea bargains for a lighter sentence. The purpose of commuting the sentence right now was basically to keep his mouth shut. And so, in effect, he's being rewarded for covering up the truth through lies.
Is there anything else that you want our listeners to know about this?
Well, what I will predict will happen is that on his last day in office, Bush is going to pardon himself, he's going to pardon Cheney, he's going to pardon Rumsfeld, he's going to pardon Alberto Gonzalez for a whole range of issues that are in the middle of investigations and have yet to be investigated, in particular Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, torture, the eavesdropping without court order and without judicial review, and a whole series of things. We have an unprecedented disrespect for the rule of law. We have a vice president who's literally a rogue vice president operating in secret doing things that no vice president and no president have ever done. And I predict, and we'll see if I'm right about this, that in the last day, because George Bush knows that what I'm saying is true, they're going to pardon everybody. And they're also going to pardon Scooter Libby completely on the last day. And it's a sad day in America when you have presidents that say it's okay to perjure yourself, it's okay to lie. It's a very sad day in America when people disclose the name of agents. It's a sad day in America when you do torture. The fact is, you can see the result around the world in a failed war, in anger towards the United States, and you can see the result in America when a majority of our people believe the president of the United States does not tell the truth.